Now, critically acclaimed writer, performer and independent filmmaker Hotwood Dupree had been told as a boy that an ancestor, who he was named after, had left his family's English castle in the 1700s to come to America. One night, after some wine and a visit to Ancestry.com, he discovered the truth that would change his life, and he's here to tell us about it. Welcome to the show, Hotwood.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good, good. Just busy over here. It never seems to stop here with this project.
Massive project. Now, we're talking about Hotwood Hall, and it is a 60-room, 600-year-old grand manor on 5,000 acres. That's incredible.
Yes, and it's gone through, originally was built on 5,000 acres, but it's gone through a lot of changes, and probably the biggest change is that it was attacked by thieves and vandals, which led to its demise. The lead off the roof was stolen, which let a lot of rainwater pour in, so it caused millions and millions and millions in damage. So now we are working on refurbishing it and restoring it with the help of the community, and it's a massive effort that's going to take years, but it really is making a huge difference, and we're going to be able to save the hall.
And whereabouts is it?
It's just north of Manchester. It's about 7 miles north of Manchester.
Ah. Now, once you'd found out about this, then what? Did you have to prove ownership? How did it all work?
Well, I was living in Los Angeles, and I always had grown up with the name Hopwood, but didn't necessarily like the name. It was pretty difficult to grow up in the United States with such a strange name. But as I got older, I came to embrace it. My grandfather was also named Hopwood. And so after he had passed away, I started looking into the genealogy. And that's when I came across the Hopwood Hall. And I couldn't believe this fairy tale castle he used to tell me about as a boy really existed. So I just came over out of curiosity to see it. And it was just going to be a one-time visit to know what it was. And when I got there, I was completely moved by the history of the hall and the amazing carvings and fireplaces and the trees in the walls dated to the 1400s. And it just had so much that went back so far. But at the same time, water was running down the walls, and there was trees growing out of the chimneys and dry rot and vines growing in through the windows and vandals breaking in. And I just felt, wow, how can such an important piece of history be let go and be let go forever, really? And they told me that if nothing was done in the next 5 to 10 years, that it would just turn to rubble and be lost forever. And I was so touched by the place and the passion of the local community, who really wanted to save this building. They just didn't know how. And obviously it was going to be very expensive and going to require a lot of time and energy and someone to spearhead that effort. And it just sort of was one of those moments in life where I made the decision to then move over and spearhead the efforts to save it. It took some time to come to that conclusion, but the longer it went, the more I felt compelled to save it, because it was a ticking clock and we were losing historical artifacts every single day.
Yeah. And your family had owned it for 5 centuries, so a long time.
That's correct. Yes, and probably even before that. 1400s is what we can prove by dendrodating the timbers in the structure, but most historians think that it probably goes back even further than that. We found some stone foundations that we think go back to the 1100s. It's thought that the family was there that entire time until the last two male heirs were killed in World War I. And so that's when the family home fell out of the family and had been vacant, predominantly vacant for the last century, although there had been some uses. They used it in World War II for a little while, and then monks moved in for a while. But after that, it's just sat vacant for 3 decades. And just really falling to wreck and ruin.
Yeah.
By all these, vandal attacks that were happening on a regular basis.
Yeah, it would have been a waste. And you mentioned the neighbors. It's great that they all wanted to help as well. I know you got help from an electrician whose mum had fond memories of working at the hall.
Yes, that was one of the biggest things, was the community was so passionate about it. And anytime there's a building that's been in a community for that long, in this case 600 plus years, all of the local residents were tied to it. Not only that did they remember it growing up, but also they had parents and grandparents and great-grandparents who had lived there and worked there and helped build it. So they were just as passionate about it as I was, and they are still that same way, and it's their heritage too. And so we had a local electrician whose mom had worked there and been very involved and really loved the hall, as well as her group of friends, who some of them are still alive, who had worked there in World War II. And he just stepped forward and said that he wanted to volunteer his time after work. He would come, you know, finish his day job as an electrician and then come over there in the evenings and help restore electricity to the hall, something that hadn't been there for a very long time. So that was a big step forward.
Yeah, for sure. How long have you been there now? I assume you're not actually living there yet.
Not quite. Hopefully by the end of this year. But I moved over here in the end of 2017. So it's going on about 5 years. Of course, we had the pandemic in there, which took about 2 years out of that. We really had to stall out. But the inspiring thing about the pandemic was that when all of our restoration work stopped and the crews were told to stop progress, the local community rolled up their sleeves and said, well, let's work on the gardens. It's outside. We can be safe distances from each other. So they came out and with their own tools and started unearthing 30 years worth of mud and bramble and overgrowth to bring back some of the gardens, and which still have some of the old stone path outlines, and you can see where the gates used to be, and it's just really started to come back to life, and they look absolutely beautiful now this summer.
Yeah. Are the photographs and pictures in the book? Because I think people would like to see it.
Yes. We have a whole section in the book of color photos, and then throughout the pages we also have other photos. So we felt like it was one of those stories that people would want to be able to see what was going on as they read. And then I, of course, also do have a YouTube channel, which a lot of people who read the book end up following me, because we put out regular videos of the progress and social media posts about what we're doing. So it's a little bit interactive, you know, in terms of the book also has this whole other component that goes along with it.
Yeah, and I think it's perfect for one of these reality TV shows. Have anyone approached you yet?
Yes, we did. We have gotten quite a few calls about that, so we'll see what happens. It would be fun to do, and there's definitely a lot of stories to tell with that much history.
Definitely. And I love the title of the book. The book's called Downton Shabby. Not Downton Abbey. Downton Shabby, One American's Ultimate DIY Adventure Restoring His Family's English Castle. And it's by Hopwood Dupree, who we're speaking to now. We're selling it on our website. And how do people find your YouTube channel, Hopwood?
They could just type in my name, which is Hopwood, XIV is my channel. Hopwood, H-O-P-W-O-O-D, XIV. And they can find me there. I also have a website under the same name, hopwoodxiv.com. And that has all sorts of information about our project and ways that people could follow along and get involved. And we've had people contact us from all over the world asking, you know, if they can come and help, or would they be able to participate in some way. So we're trying to coordinate with a lot of different people who want to visit and arranging tours. And we just last Saturday we had an open day where we gave tours and showed people around, and it was full to capacity. I couldn't believe the amount of people that showed up. So very exciting.
Have you got any ideas when it'll be finished? You got an estimate?
Well, We're opening rooms now. We're having tours this summer, and then I think each summer we'll probably continue to open different sections in different rooms, and hopefully within 3 to 5 years we'll have the majority of the hall open as well as the garden. So we're targeting kind of that 5-year mark where we'll really be all finished, but it won't be that we'll be closed up until then. We'll definitely be encouraging people to come and visit and see what it's all about.
Yeah, then you'll have to write another book, a follow-up book.
You're right, yeah. Right.
Well, I do hope you come on the show again before it finishes. Yeah. Thank you very much for being on the show with us today, Hopwood Dupree. Thank you.
Thanks, Lena. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.